President Trump made his mark at the Supreme Court today as the first president known to have ever attended oral arguments. After leaving the courtroom before the arguments were over, he had this to say on his social media platform. Quote, "We are the only country in the world stupid enough to allow birthright citizenship. In fact, roughly 36 countries offer it." NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was in the courtroom and has this look at the arguments.
Trump arrived about 10 minutes before the argument began, listened to his Solicitor General, John Sauer, field the justice's questions for a little over an hour, and then left a few minutes after ACLU legal director Cecilia Wang began her argument. Although the justices were on their best behavior and avoided any unpleasant clashes with the advocates, a clear majority seemed inclined to rule against the president. At issue in the case is the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which says, quote, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States." Solicitor General Sauer, however, asserted that contrary to the law as understood for 160 years, the 14th Amendment does not confer automatic citizenship on every baby born in the U.S. He told the court that the true meaning of the amendment was to grant citizenship to former slaves and their children, no more, and that therefore President Trump was well within his rights when he signed an executive order barring citizenship for children born in this country to parents who are illegally here or who are here legally, often on long-term visas. But Chief Justice Roberts was doubtful about the executive order. Here he is questioning Sauer.
The examples you give to support that strike me as very quirky. And then you expand it to a whole class of illegal aliens. I'm not quite sure how you can get to that big group from such tiny and sort of idiosyncratic examples.
We're in a new world now where 8 billion people are one plane ride away from having a child who's a U.S. citizen.
Well, it's a new world. It's the same Constitution.
Justice Gorsuch noted that Trump's executive order focuses on parents, but the 14th Amendment focuses on birthright for the child. How would you know who the father is or the mother, he asked? What if they're unmarried? Whose house do they live in? Justice Barrett questioned the practicality of the Trump proposal.
How would it work? How would you adjudicate these cases? You're not going to know at the time of birth for some people whether they have the intent to stay or not, including U.S. citizens, by the way.
Justice Jackson followed up.
So are we bringing pregnant women in for depositions? What are we doing to figure this out?
The justices also grilled Sauer about the landmark 1898 case of Wong Kim Ark, in which the Supreme Court ruled that Wong had birthright citizenship because he was born in the United States. Solicitor General Sauer, however, maintained that Wong was only given birthright citizenship because his parents were legally domiciled in the United States. Justice Kagan.
General, I think even your brief concedes that the position you're taking now is a revisionist one with respect to a substantial part of our history. That's in large part because of Wong Kim Ark and the way people have read that case ever since then.
Challenging the Trump birthright plan, the ACLU's Cecilia Wang told the court that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution was enacted after the Civil War in order to have a universal rule for citizenship subject to a closed set of exceptions, and that the birthright applies to all children born on U.S. soil.
We can't take the current administration's policy considerations into account to try to re-engineer and radically reinterpret the original meaning of the 14th Amendment.
Justice Kagan, however, had this question focused on current immigration problems versus those that existed at the time the 14th Amendment was enacted.
What do we do if we think we have a new problem that didn't exist at the time of the 14th Amendment?
Justice Kavanaugh followed up, asking whether the provisions of the 14th Amendment are frozen in place. Yes, replied Wang, because the framers of the 14th Amendment were very intent on putting the citizenship question out of the reach of Congress. A decision in the case is expected by late June. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.